Track 11, David Clayton. David used to work for BBC Radio 4, and one of his assignments was to do a Today's the Day series. Here he is, ready to surprise you.
I've probably mentioned this before, but when I used to work for Radio 4, which was in the late 80s, early 90s, we used to make a programme called The Local Network, which was a bizarre concept because I and my co-reporter Neil Walker, we both lived in Norfolk. We used to make the programme for BBC North, whose headquarters were in Leeds, and then we used to make the programme in studios in Newcastle. I know it sounds mad, but in a strange way it worked. So Neil and I would spend hours and hours driving in a car together up and down the A1, getting to Newcastle and getting back to Norfolk. So you talk about all sorts of things, we have ideas for programmes, but we came up, I think this was around about Doncaster on the A1, of an idea for a programme called Today's the Day. We loved the title, we hadn't actually got a concept for it, so we kind of worked it out. And I think it was a forerunner of what today's reality television would be. So we decided today's the day that we would follow as reporters a thing from dawn till dusk on a significant day it happened to a person or people or organisation. So we put the idea to our Radio 4 producer. He liked it, and the Radio 4 network said, yeah, we'll have six of those. So we had to come up with six ideas. So we decided we'd follow from dawn till dusk a local election in Bradford. That was a late night because we had to wait till after midnight for a declaration. We also followed a little lady in somewhere called Grimethorpe in South Yorkshire. That's right, Grimethorpe, who was opening her garden to the public. A very proud, diminutive Yorkshire lady. Bit of a battle axe, if I'm being honest, but it was a great story of her opening of the garden for the day. We also followed some people showing a rare breed pig at a big agricultural show in the Midlands, and also the great brass band conductor Harry Mortimer conducting Handel's Messiah in brass with a huge brass band in Huddersfield Town Hall. A memorable night, because it was quite exhausting, but absolutely amazing to hear that sound in that great town hall. But the one that was, I think I remember most, and was perhaps, dare I say, the most dangerous, was the night we followed, well, we followed him all day, actually, from when he got up, a male stripper doing his very first booking. Now, he'd been training on going to watch lots of male strippers and got in with a gang of them who worked around the northeast. And his first booking was at a hen night in a very large pub in Sunderland. And we followed him from when he got up in the morning, talking about what he had to do, worrying about what he had to do, hoping he got it right, all that sort of thing. Chatted to his wife, chatted to his mum, featured everybody we could in the build-up to the evening booking. And I want to paint the picture of a pub on a Tuesday night full of women from the northeast who'd probably enjoyed or were enjoying lots and lots to drink and a whole load of male strippers. Now, I could tell you in graphic detail what happened, but I was backstage with the male stripper we were following to get all his thoughts just before he went on stage. And you can imagine my slight embarrassment or discomfort of standing there as naked men ran in and out of the dressing room. But we followed the night and off he went. I interviewed him right up to the moment he ran on stage. All I could hear, the applause, the screams, the shouts out front. He came back perspiring and happy that it had gone very well and he'd received a lot of applause for his efforts. And he had a little tray of things that were all part of the act, like some baby oil. Well, yes, you want to look glistening and well. Obviously, his to comb his hair and everything. But he also had a small pair of scissors. And he said, those are my emergency scissors. I said, whatever for? He said, well, they're to release the elastic band when I come off stage, because by then it's very uncomfortable. I did what you just did. I paused and went, oh, right, and left it to the Radio 4's imagination where that elastic band was. I leave it to yours too.
Thank you, David. My imagination is running wild.